T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to Kelly Meyer. She picked up a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello at the pageant in April. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, but we'll have another pair of tickets this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, and then two more chances tomorrow for you to win tickets.
A weight loss study that is totally doable. We can do this. It's not that hard. It's not tracking calories. It's not working out for hours and hours at the gym.
Smaller forks.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Chopstick eating.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I just tell you, I've tried that a lot lately.
Of course you have.
I had this soup and there were lots of noodles in there.
I was going to say, soup with chopsticks, that's really going to work.
It was like a noodle soup. So I had a spoon, but then I also ate some of the noodles with chopsticks because I felt like it slowed me down.
You didn't try to fork it? Well, I would think maybe that might work if there were a ton of noodles.
Yeah. I'll show you how to fork it. But it kind of, the chopsticks kind of go hand in hand. Like it was harder to do. It slowed me down. And that apparently is the key.
Slowing down.
Not what you eat, but how you eat. Eat slower. This comes out of a study in Japan. So they talked to people who are all trying to lose weight. And one of the questions was the speed in which you consume your meals. Like 37% of people said they just tore through their meals. Only 7% said they ate slower than most people. The ones who ate slowly tended to have healthier lifestyles in general. And then after this questionnaire, about half the people said they changed how fast they ate. And the ones who ate slower lost more weight.
Science.
It gives your brain a chance to catch up to your stomach.
They said that's what it was. People who ate at a normal pace were 29% less likely to be obese than people who ate quickly. And the slowest eaters were 42% less likely to be obese. They said it's fast eaters don't give their bodies and their brains enough time to feel full, so they just keep eating. But when you are eating slowly, you feel full before you finish all your food and you stop.
Slow eaters, only children. I think there's something behind the people that wolf their food. Like,
you're right.
They were in a big family where they had a brother named Chris that used to steal food and hide it. And then you're trying to get in there and get your food.
Or I will say this, growing up as a kid, the rush to eat food for me was because dinner was an inconvenience to playing ball outside. It's like, hey, I got to go eat dinner. And so just rip right through and go right back out.
My kids only sometimes rush through meals. And it's like that when they want to get outside. But my mom came from a family of 11 kids. It was like,
is she somebody that?
She is, oh my gosh, my parents are the fastest eaters alive. And I'm a fast eater too. I think because I just was
watched around it.
Yeah, everybody just ate quickly. And my mom, it was like, they didn't have enough for everyone to have seconds. So guess who got seconds? The person who finished their their first serving the quickest.
It's those people that are eating and see the last piece of pizza and they ate it so fast so they can get the last piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you just savored that first piece, you might not want to, well, who are we kidding?
Yeah,
it's
you
pizza.
Always want
Everybody
pizza.
Wants the second piece. But just slow it down. I have to remind myself to just slow it down.
I'm very excited about our next guest. Her name is Audrey. She's a Girl Scout, and she's going to take Kevin on in Is Kevin Smarter Than a Girl Scout? That's coming up in just a few minutes on
Y98. Hi, you guys want some cookies?
Kevin.
Are you smarter than a
Girl Scout?
Are you smarter than a
Girl Scout?
Good Lord.
Wow. Well, we have only known about this for 2 days.
The edits are pretty seamless.
Oh, man. Right. He's a wizard, isn't he? Okay, so we want to welcome a special guest in the studio. Audrey. Hi,
hey, Audrey.
Yay! How
She's
you doing?
Ready to go.
Audrey is a second grader at St. Peter and Paul in Waterloo, Illinois.
Whoa.
And Troop 698.
Is that right, Audrey?
The Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois.
All right, Audrey, you have to talk because it's radio. Even though this is, you're so adorable. Okay, so Audrey, you're a smart girl. Your mom talks about you all the time here at the radio station, how smart you are. Kevin is not.
yes, but I did teach second grade, Audrey. So
okay, do you feel pretty confident that you're going to take Kevin down, Audrey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a list of questions, Audrey and Kevin, and we will go, they're multiple choice, so we're making it a little easier for you. You write down your answer on a piece of paper after I give you the question, and as soon as you guys are both done, hold up your answers and say what you answered. For everyone Kevin gets wrong and Audrey gets right, Kevin has to buy a box of Girl Scout cookies from Audrey.
And she has them all lined up, ready to go.
Ouch.
She has six boxes here. She's confident you're going to get six wrong.
Audrey, what's the going right now for a Girl Scout box of cookies?
I'm trying to get 220 boxes sold.
Whoa! How much is each box?
Each box is $4, except for this one, the Girl Scouts more, it's $5.
Okay, so we can remove that from the...
Have you tried the s'mores, Audrey?
Yes, they're really good.
What's your favorite cookie, Audrey?
My favorite cookie is the Thin Mint right here.
Do you like them frozen?
Not necessarily, but they can be frozen.
Okay.
She's a good little salesperson.
All right, all right. Okay, so are we ready to start? Is Kevin smarter than a Girl Scout?
Yes.
No. No, you say no.
All right. Question number one, Audrey and Kevin.
Okay.
Write your answer down. What planet is closest to the sun? Is it Venus, Earth, or Mercury? All right. Answers, please. Audrey said...
Mercury.
And Kevin said...
Mercury.
All right. Kevin got that right. So did Audrey. Yeah. Question number two. A heptagon is a shape with how many sides? Is it 4, 6, 7, 8, or 9? And Audrey, what did you say?
7.
All right. I like how Kevin wrote hep 7. That's right. That
He's
is correct.
To remind himself.
That's right.
Question number three. How long is one regular term for a U.S. representative? Is it 3, 1, 2, 4, or 6?
Should I go first so that way you don't think I'm stealing your answers?
Yes, Kevin.
2 years.
Audrey?
2.
That's correct. Kevin, you got to start getting some wrong. Question number four. Which of the following states is not on the Gulf of Mexico? Is it Georgia, Texas, Florida, Alabama, or Louisiana? All right. Kevin?
Oh, that's tough. Hang on.
Just ain't. We need an answer.
Oh, man. I know I'm wrong. Alabama.
Audrey?
Georgia.
Georgia is correct. One box of cookies.
Georgia. I love it.
Okay. Next question. What is the lowest prime number? Is it 0, 1, 2, 3, 5?
1.
Audrey?
2.
2 is correct. Two boxes of cookies. Question number six. Who was the first person to step foot on the moon? No multiple choice here. I think you probably know this, right?
Neil Armstrong.
Audrey?
Neil Armstrong.
That's correct.
All right. I'm coming back, Audrey.
All right. Next question. Carefully is an example of what type of word? Is it an adjective, a noun, a verb, an adverb, or a pronoun? All right, Kevin?
Adverb.
Adverb.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, I thought you had me on that one, didn't you?
Inca civilizations.
Wait, could you spell carefully? Because that's where we get you.
I was going to do spelling.
Oh,
I know, but
no,
I mean.
But I didn't. All right. Spell civilization. No. Inca civilizations were concentrated on what continent? Was it Africa, North America, South America, Asia, or Europe? Kevin?
I'm going to say South America.
South America.
South America is correct.
South America.
That was a guess. That was a guess.
I love it. I love third grade.
I love her handwriting. All right, next question. Two more questions.
Okay.
What state is the Grand Canyon in? Is it California, Arizona, North Dakota, New Mexico, or South Dakota? Audrey's going to go first this time.
Arizona.
Kevin?
Doesn't it touch like three states?
Kevin?
Give an answer.
I was going to say New Mexico, so.
Arizona!
Oh!
Three boxes of Girl Scout cookies. One more question. Who was the second president of the United States? John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, or John Jay?
Man, Audrey wasted no time. She, like, started writing it down before you gave out all the multiple choice answers.
Audrey?
John Adams.
John Adams.
John Adams is right. Are you smarter than a Girl Scout, Kevin?
No.
No. Ouch.
Audrey got all of them right. Every single one. Kevin only got three wrong.
Right. Right. I'm impressed with the prime number. You know your stuff.
Audrey, so last year you were the top cookie sales person in your troop.
Mm-hmm.
This year, how's it going?
I've sold like close to 100 boxes.
Yeah, what's your goal?
220.
220. How much more time do you have for the to sell? 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
All right, so what can we do to help? Why don't you make a plea to our listeners, and then we'll give your mom's phone number.
No, they went digital this year. You can give out your link.
Oh, that's cool.
To buy online.
All right, Audrey, ask for people to buy Girl Scout cookies from you.
Can you buy some Girl Scout cookies? They're $4 a box, except for two different kinds, a s'more and a toffee.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, why not?
Okay, and where can they go to buy them?
Snyder's.
What? Where?
Snyder's, February 24th.
In Waterloo. Okay, Snyder's. Is that right? All right, we got it, Audrey. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey.
Yeah.
Audrey, do you want to say hi to any of your friends while you're in here? Or teachers?
Teachers. That's a good idea.
Hi, Mrs. Sight.
Any friends?
Hi.
Too many to list.
All right, thank you, Audrey.
Thank you, Audrey,
for coming in. Good job. Yeah. Good job, Kevin.
Hey, yeah. I owe you $15.
That's bad math. You got three questions wrong. That's $12.
Now I'm going to go big.
You know what? He owes her another box of cookies for bad math. Now it's 16. Here's Lance with traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Halsey with Bad at Love on Y98. Are you bad at negotiating when it comes to like a raise at work? I don't know if this will make you feel better about that or not, but according to a new study, getting a raise makes you feel more satisfied with your job, but only for a little bit.
I'm
really?
Within 4 years or less, that feeling's totally gone and you're back to where you are. I think it has a lot to do with lifestyle creep.
Yes.
You know, you get a raise, you spend a little bit, you let yourself spend a little bit more. You're still dealing with
yes, that's what it
you
is.
You don't notice the difference.
Right.
You start living a different kind of lifestyle based on what you're earning. At first, it feels like it's never a big windfall.
Right.
No.
Because it really, when you add it up to each paycheck, it's not like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike that other person we heard from the other day who was thinking about switching jobs and she was going to get a 40% pay raise.
Yeah.
But she was going to be a supervisor over her ex and her ex's girlfriend, whom he cheated on her with.
Right. But we've talked about this before. Money can't buy you class.
Money can't buy you class. Money can't buy you class. Elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned.
But how much money can buy you happiness? There's a new study that says how much money it takes to be happy.
Oh, okay.
They put a dollar amount
on
it.
Really? I'm going to say to be happy.
Yes.
Am I single?
We're just dealing with your salary. It doesn't talk about couples and how much you make together.
I would say
how much it takes to be happy.
$60,000.
I was thinking the same thing, about $60,000, $65,000.
That's where it starts. People are the happiest when they make between $60,000 and $75,000 a year. And that lines up with previous studies, too.
It's always that
have
said
the same thing.
Okay.
But then they said, okay, what does it take to feel more than happy? What does it take to feel like you've achieved your financial goals and then you're successful?
125, Kevin.
Gosh, no, I don't think it's that much. I'd say like 80,000.
Or Lance?
110.
Well, you're both high and Kevin's about 10 grand off. It's $95,000 a year.
Hmm.
Not as, I mean.
I would think that 100,000 would be the mark of thinking you made it.
Because you can say I made six figures.
Yes.
Yeah,
right?
I get it.
Well, I think 95 is close enough to that, right? And here's the interesting thing. When people made more than that, they were actually less satisfied. And it's because of that lifestyle creep. Then you want nicer things that you can't afford. And you start comparing yourselves to wealthier people.
Yes, don't do that.
And then you feel like you're not as successful because all of a sudden you're running around in like
different
wealthier
circles. Yeah,
all of a sudden you make six figures and you drop all of your friends who don't make that much and you start hanging out with Countess Luann.
Yeah, I don't know. I think hanging with the poor people make it, that's the, you know.
Is that the secret?
I think so. That's why I think we have so many friends.
Right.
We're better than them.
So yeah, $75,000 a year to be happy.
All right.
Take that to the bank. I don't know what to do. I do whatever you want with it. I don't care. It's not my life. Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by CC's. Let's start on northbound 50.
Baby, baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Ooh, on the show. Ooh, ooh, on the show.
Come on, tell me, who is it?
Ooh, on the show. Ooh, ooh, on the show.
Oh.
Nice, Kevin. Nice $70 spent.
Yeah.
No, it's like 40, right? Welcome to Afton.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It was uneventful. You know, I've been married for 11 years, two kids. So
uneventful.
It was just typical, which is fine.
No, I know. None of us had a big, had a big night.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
I don't know. Nick made me a special, his Italian chicken, and formed one of them in a shape of a heart.
Oh, that's nice.
How romantic is that?
That's very romantic.
I know. I think it is. All right. So Afton is with us, and she's going to be with us every week until we run out of questions. We have questions that she went around the office and asked random people, and the most popular vote would be the winner. Who on the show is most likely to... ... fill in the person on the show. We tried playing it amongst ourselves without an outside influence.
And then we started like nominating ourselves.
Right.
And
it didn't
work.
You guys know each other too well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so hit it. Hit us with some of the questions.
Okay, so we have some Olympic themed questions.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Very topical.
Okay.
So first question, who on the show would most likely tell the Olympic judges that an athlete didn't follow the rules during their performance?
Jen Myers.
Survey says Jen.
Jen
got 9 out of 10 on
that.
Wow. You're a rule follower.
There's nothing wrong with being a rule follower.
Right.
I would be the one that cheated.
Yeah, right.
That's next week's question.
Right. Okay.
Another Olympic one. Who on the show would most likely medal in an Olympic event and in which event?
Oh.
Ooh, you know, I got to go with Courtney in figure skating.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
There were a couple of those. Two Courtney figure skating. Jen got the most, but in a lot of different events.
Oh, let's hear them.
Oh, yeah.
So the first one was curling with the disclaimer, she's very competitive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
So you'd be a good curler. Lots of running events, track, 100-meter dash. Then there was cross-country skiing.
Wow. These people don't know that the only basket I shot was for the other team.
Yes, the only one she ever made.
She doesn't even know how to say it.
Right.
The only one she shot.
But I can run in a straight line. I will give you that.
Well, and you're a runner.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Also, yoga, which I don't think is an Olympic
it's
event.
Not, but it should be.
Maybe pole dancing.
Yeah, whoa, hello.
Maybe you pole dancing.
You're flexible.
Another one based on, I know you guys have been watching the show. Who on the show, when single, would have been most likely to be a contestant on The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Ooh. I would say Lance.
Lance.
Think so?
I think so.
Kevin, because it would have been funny.
Oh, Kat, yeah.
Kevin got 4 votes.
Really?
And Lance had 3. So.
Oh, okay.
And then Court, you had the other 3. So there you go.
Yeah, because I'm loose.
Okay. I got none. What does that say?
You're maybe not because you'd make good reality TV. Maybe that's why. Who on the show, this one made people very uncomfortable.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Who on the show would most likely film themselves in the bedroom? And that's exactly how I asked it.
We call it the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Well, I talked about my I don't like to be naked, so it's not going to be me.
And I am a swim shirt guy, so there's no way.
I don't even want to come up with an answer because that's going to make me visualize someone on the
Lance.
Show.
Lance tied with you with 4.
You don't put your shopping carts back and you film yourself in the bedroom.
Hey, you got a heart-shaped chicken.
You know what? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people over there that do not like us.
Us?
Who on the show might be living a double life?
What's a double life mean?
You know, like you've got your life here and then you've got your whole other family that
totally Kevin.
Yeah, I'm too
Kevin, this is like all a front.
Yeah, I could see that.
For like a deadly secret agent.
I'm way too lazy for all of that. So.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Survey says Lance.
Lance. Oh,
I believe
it. He's a mystery.
Yeah. Mysterious.
He is.
You know, like today we found out he's selling his house today.
Yeah. In like 3
and you guys
hours.
Didn't know.
No.
Nope. Had no clue.
Exactly. Double life. Something to think about. And who on the show would most likely poop their pants?
Well,
I've done it.
If we had asked this a few months ago.
Yeah, this is because of Guy. Now that Guy's gone,
I guarantee it's me.
Who's the heir to the throne?
Who's the silver medalist in pants pooping?
Is it me?
It's Kevin.
Oh, man.
8 votes, Kevin. Sorry, Kev.
Yeah.
Now, see, this is fun.
When you're not the pants pooper.
Well, I have been the pants pooper, so. Golf course trying to make a putt. Wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
There is a different kind of putt.
Thank you, Afton. We'll see you in a week.
Sounds good.
Entertainment Schmidt coming up in just a few minutes on Y98. Here's BB Rexha with Florida Georgia Line and Meant to Be.
Baby.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And let's start by saying happy birthday, St. Louis. 254 years old.
Hey. Oh, is it Three Flags Day?
Sure. And 33 years ago today, The Breakfast Club was released.
Oh.
Wow.
Such a great movie. How old are kids old? How old is old enough to watch that movie these days? I think my nieces have already seen it.
I was going to say 12, 13, something like that.
Sure. Whatever.
And by the way, it's not Three Flags Day. That's in March. My bad.
A way to bring up something we didn't even know existed anyway.
Now we're ready for it.
Primetime Olympics tonight. Nathan Chen competes in the men's figure skating short program. And speaking of the Olympics, one of the U.S. curlers, I love this. His name's Tyler George. And he has to defend his shoes. And it's because it uses one of my favorite phrases that I need to work into conversation more, and that is dumpster fire. His disgusting Skechers, people say, look like they were in a dumpster fire, and they do. They're like torn and tattered. He bought them 8 years ago at a mall in Duluth, Minnesota, where he lives.
And they're like a good luck thing?
Probably.
Yeah. He said he's tried other shoes and they just don't work. He tried 2 new pairs of shoes recently and one of them gave him tendonitis in his right knee. So these are falling apart. I mean, it looks like his toes could fall out of these at any time. They're so ripped. And he said he didn't want to take time to patch them up
because
he'd lose valuable practice time. So they're held together by tape.
It's like baseball players' nasty hats. And,
it's just like a baseball glove that has to have the right feel. Right. Same with curling shoes. So he said he's lobbied Skechers to design a shoe exclusively for him. And he said he may be the only curler on the planet to hit the ice in Skechers.
Do it, Skechers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Come on, Skechers.
I mean, you could get into the curling game. That'd sell you a couple hundred
right.
pairs.
A judge has sided with Taylor Swift over Shake It Off. Some songwriters sued for copyright infringement last year, saying that her song Shake It Off borrowed from their 2001 song Play Is Gonna Play, performed by the girl group 3LW. The judge dismissed the case and said that the lyrics were too commonplace. Basically said, the lyrics are too brief, unoriginal, and uncreative to warrant protection under the Copyright Act.
Ouch. Bottom line, stop trying to sue Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's got better lawyers than you.
But when you have a verdict that comes down like that, unoriginal and uncreative, you're like,
That's a slam.
You, I guess. Drake surprising someone else. You know, he's been helping a lot of people in Miami Beach. The latest, a 63-year-old hotel maid. He learned that she has 5 children and she has a 4-hour 2-bus commute to her job every day at this hotel. So he gave her a day of luxury. He went to the hotel spa. She had a massage there. Then she had dinner at the steakhouse. And then she was taken by car to Saks Fifth Avenue, where she had 45 minutes and no dollar limit to buy whatever she wanted in the store.
But a time limit.
Yeah, right.
45 minutes. Yeah. Supermarket sweep.
She went for shoes. She said, I have to go to church, and I'm not getting $600 shoes without a strap in the back and flowers.
Aw.
She picked an $800 pair of flats, a $2,000 Valentino handbag, 4 perfumes, and a $6,000 18-karat white gold necklace
Do it.
I know. Drake said that it's been a lot of fun surprising all of these people. Don Johnson is going to be on a new sitcom on Fox after his daughter Dakota Johnson had a Fox sitcom, Ben and Kate. Bring that back, Fox. Hello.
Yeah, such a good show. It's just, I don't think it was surrounded by solid programming.
Daddy Issues is the name of the show, about a woman whose life is turned upside down when her father starts dating one of her friends. The Millennium Falcon. In Solo.
What is it called, Kevin?
The Millennium Falcon.
Falcon.
Looks different than the other Star Wars movies. And apparently there are reasons, if you're willing to check them out. And a lot of people are excited. Julia Louis-Dreyfus posted a picture online, her first post-surgery pic. She said, hooray! Great doctors, great results, feeling happy, and ready to rock after surgery. Hey, cancer, bleep you. Here's my first post-op photo.
She looks good.
Yeah, the light is kind of coming from the back, so she just looks like she's glowing. That's good to see. And if you want a Prince co-writing credit on one of his songs, a record producer, Chris Moon, is offering up his percentage for a Prince song, his first solo single, for just $490,000.
Why? I don't understand.
By the way, it's not a song that
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No reason you won a songwriting
credit. So you're not making... It's not like you're going to make money off of this.
Lance probably knows it. What is it?
I don't know. I mean, Chris Moon, the name sounds kind of... Is that from like early Prince, or is this the new...
His first solo single.
Oh, yeah. From like back in the day. I think, from when he was a kid, like in the late 70s.
Yeah.
So for $490,000, you get...
Your name on there.
And then
Chris
Moon goes away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I didn't know you could even do that.
I didn't know that either. I mean, I guess he assigns his rights to you, I suppose.
He said anyone who buys this shouldn't be doing it for financial purposes.
Well, what are you doing it for,
right,
Mr.
Financial purposes.
Right. Celebrity birthdays. It's Omarosa's birthday.
I got a number, 54. I don't know why.
I'm going to say 40.
I'll go in the middle, say 47.
44.
Mm. Oh, sorry, Omarosa.
Seems like she's been around forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had her in studio, Jane Seymour.
Oh,
Dr. Quinn.
Looks darn good.
She does.
I bet she is like 70.
I don't think there yet. 67.
She's 67.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, he should know out of all of us.
I should know Dr. Quinn.
He's followed her career more than the rest of us.
And Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore recently convicted of a DUI. Christopher McDonald.
Yeah. He was also in Grease, too.
He was. Oh, he was.
Right. Goose.
No, he wasn't Goose.
Yeah, he was Goose.
No, Goose had the...
He was Goose.
Who sang Let's Do It for Our Country?
No.
I thought that was Goose.
That's not Goose.
Oh, okay. I believe you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Brad McKenzie was Goose.
Okay.
Ah!
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, he sang Let's Do It for Our Country. That's Brad McKenzie.
Right.
He was Goose. Oh, wait. Brad McKenzie was Goose?
I'm going to say he is 63.
He's 63.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Kevin started a whole argument with himself.
Wait,
no, Christopher McDonald was Goose, but then somebody else said Brad McKenzie. Oh, no, Brad McKenzie's his name. Here's Lance with traffic.
Yeah, my brain's hurting. Traffic is sponsored by CC's. Northbound 17.
What about us?
Congratulations to our winner, Stephanie. She has a pair of tickets to Camila Cabello at the pageant on April 24th. We have two more shots for you to pick up a pair of tickets tomorrow morning before they go on sale at 10 a.m.
Pretty cool Valentine's Day at Centralia High School yesterday. The future business leaders of America host a fundraiser every year.
Oh, yeah. We used to do it. We did carnations, I think. And it's a weird thing because, you know, if you don't, I mean, it's not necessarily for just crushes. Friends send them to each other,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. We used to do carnations, too. But at Centralia High School, they send cans of Grape Crush.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I like Orange Crush, too.
I know.
Either.
It's a cute idea. Well, there might have been Orange Crush involved in the mix, too. But the picture I see is of grape. There was a student who wanted to remain anonymous, and she dipped into her, quote, crazy idea fund. Set up by her parents, and approached the future business leaders of America and said, I want to do something. I want to make sure no one is left out.
Aww.
So she worked out a deal with them, and her grandfather ended up chipping in money too. The group cut the amount for the sodas in half for her.
Oh, that's good.
So between her grandfather and her, they had $400 to make this work. All 843 Centralia High School students yesterday got Crush soda and a personalized note delivered to them.
Let me just say this. That is the most thoughtful thing. And she doesn't even know what it meant to so many people.
Right.
Yeah. She said she didn't love the fact that, you know, some years there are a lot of people who don't get any from a crush or from a friend. So she and another one of her friends spent the past 2 weeks, this is even better than just the soda, writing personal notes that went with each can of soda.
There were 843 of those?
Yes.
That's a lot.
So if someone took a lot of art classes, it was something like stay creative or everything you make is a masterpiece. If the student was in choir, your singing is amazing. Other people, she put encouraging things. For girls, she said, you're beautiful inside and out.
Wow.
And she said, the guys, she said, they're a little bit more macho. She didn't want to embarrass them. So she'd say things like, today is a great day, or you're going to do great things, just to make them smile. And she said it was really fun watching Valentine's Day, everyone get a note because people were coming out and trying to figure out
who
did it.
That's awesome.
And she said, for some people, it was the only one they got. So it was nice to know that everyone felt like they were thought of and that they were special enough to get one.
So what? So she doesn't want to reveal who she is.
No, she said she just feels really, she uses the word I don't love, but she said she feels blessed in life. She just feels lucky. And she wanted to make sure every student felt special on Valentine's
Day.
That
girl's going to do great things.
I know.
I mean,
she's
really.
A senior. So somebody needs to take it over at Centralia High School next year.
Yeah. And with that story, if you want to read about it, is online. That's a story to share today for
sure.
Whatfeelgoodstory.
Lance Hildebrand now with a final look at traffic this morning.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Look.
Katy Perry on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company show with Jen, Kevin. Lance is in there, but he's not paying attention. I'm going to write out my check right now for the Law of Abundance. Every year we get...
send myself a message.
Yeah, because you have to, you have to do it today or tomorrow. We're changing the rules. Right. We do it every year.
Well, it's within the 24-hour new moon period is what we've seen.
Yeah.
And the new moon
is tonight.
Yes.
What have we seen?
It's online. If
it's
you
online.
Look up Law of Abundance, you will see the information. But we have it online at Y98.com if you can't remember all of this.
I just wrote Paw of Abundance. Damn autocorrect.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. George is going to get fat.
I know. George is going to take all my money is what's going to happen.
So on a check that you have, not a temporary check, you fill out your name. How it appears on your check.
Uh-huh.
So I'm writing that right now. I don't know why. Oh, I did it already wrong. Oh, well. Okay. So you put your name on the date. Write the date today. And it is 2/15/18. Leave the amount blank. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sign it. Law of Abundance. And then in the memo area, you write paid in full. Then you keep that on you throughout the year. Take it out every once in a while and just visualize wealth coming your way. I need to look at it every time I buy a lotto ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I never do.
Yeah.
So I'd be looking at it every day. No.
It makes sense that you'd want a fast and easy bathroom remodel.
And I'll write your name.
Stupid criminal.
We have lots of dumb criminals in the news. And I think I told you this story before. We had someone try to rob our house when I was young. But my mom was home. She answered the door. He had a giant pillowcase and he said he was looking for his dog. And then police came knocking at my parents' door later because they followed his footprints in the snow. He had robbed someone else in our neighborhood, then came to our house, but my mom answered the door. So luckily, he didn't rob her and didn't attack her. But my mom had to testify in court and identify this guy out of a lineup.
Wow. We had our house robbed too, but it was a family friend. I'm not kidding. We were really good friends with them, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, no. What did they take? They take anything?
But they knew everywhere where they knew where to go.
Well, this is another stupid criminal who should know. Well, I'm not saying they should know better, but I guess the rule is don't rob people in the snow or in the cold. Kenneth Schutz Jr. was pulled over in Minnesota last week. He had a revoked license. He had some weed on him and he took off running from the cops. He actually got away. But here's the problem. It was -8 degrees. He was so cold that at one point he couldn't feel his legs and he ended up calling the cops.
To come get him?
Yes. Come rescue me. I can't feel my legs. They tracked him down, took him to the hospital, and then arrested him.
When are we going to do the segment Smart Criminals? Because they're usually...
We haven't found them yet.
Yep.
Do you guys read the obits? Nick is a big obit reader.
Yeah, my dad used to always say, I'm just reading to make sure I'm not in them.
Well, I think he's always, and then he has questions.
Yeah.
Well, this is the lowest of the low. There's a guy that would target family members.
Because he knew they'd be at the funeral.
That's right. 35-year-old guy from Massachusetts. And he would read the obits, figure out the dead person's relatives, because their names are listed well. And then he'd rob their houses. And he'd actually been busted for doing it before a few years ago. And so when the funeral burglary started again, because he was in jail, they knew exactly where to go. And he got caught in the act on Friday. So now he's in jail. Felony break. That's just the worst. You're sad.
Mm-hmm.
You're a relative.
Yeah.
It's the worst kind of person.
And a drug smuggler was busted trying to smuggle drugs from Brazil. Here's the thing. You want to be discreet about it, I guess. You're smuggling drugs on your body.
Yes.
This guy...
No, I want to be obvious.
Well,
what's
this guy
white
was...
powder? It's my deodorant.
He was kind of obvious because He had them hidden inside fake butt cheeks. A pound of cocaine in each cheek.
Actually pretty smart.
Well, I mean, if you don't get caught, but again.
Stupid criminal.
Little Bites muffins are baked soft and moist with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.